Chapter 15. A Retrospection.
In fact, the Hellhound was a mortal dog. Very big, strong, and fierce, but not the devil's creation. The frightening luminosity of its muzzle was, in reality, phosphorus, painted on its fur. Holmes was very sorry about Sir Henry's terrible fright, but explained our problems with the fog. Sir Henry was still in a state of shock, but we decided to leave him there. There was no time to lose if we wanted to catch our criminal. After the noise of our pistols, it was very improbable that he was still at Merripit House. In fact, there was no sign of him, but upstairs, a bedroom door was locked.
"There's someone in here!"
cried Lestrade.
"I can hear movement! Open this door!"
Holmes kicked the door and it opened. We found poor Miss Stapleton tied to a chair, surrounded by her cruel husband's butterfly collection. We untied her and removed the gag from her mouth.
"Is he safe?"
she whispered.
"Did he escape?"
"He cannot escape from us," I said.
"No, no, not my husband. I mean Sir Henry."
"Yes,"
Holmes reassured her.
"And the hound is dead."
"Thank God. My husband tortured my mind and soul. In all his terrible plan, I was his slave. My life was a hell. Now I hope I am free. You will find him at the old tin mine on the island in the middle of the quicksands. He kept the hound there."
"But nobody could pass through the quicksands in this fog,"
Holmes said, looking out of the window at the white blanket beyond.
"He could,"
replied Mrs. Stapleton. There was no sense in looking for Stapleton in those conditions, so we left Lestrade at Merripit and returned to the hall with Sir Henry. We told the poor baronet the truth about Mrs. Stapleton, the woman he loved. This information was the second terrible shock of that night, and by the next morning he had a high fever, and Dr. Mortimer arrived to take care of him. However, there was no fog now, so Holmes, Lestrade and myself went to the quicksands, guided by Mrs. Stapleton. It was the most miserable place on that sad moor. At a certain point, we found some evidence of Stapleton's passage. A dark object was visible in the vegetation in the quicksands. Holmes went into the dangerous mud and caught the object. We pulled him out and saw that it was Sir Henry's old black boot. There were no footsteps in that mud or on the island, but we found traces of the hound's presence at the abandoned tin mine. It was probable that Stapleton was now dead in the quicksands, his knowledge of the moor betrayed by the terrible fog. It seemed a just end for that cruel man. It was a cold, foggy London night at the end of November. Holmes and I were sitting by the fire in our sitting room in Baker Street. My friend was in good spirits after several successful cases, so I tried to convince him to discuss the Baskerville mystery. Generally, he doesn't like discussing past cases because he says it's a distraction from present work. But tonight, Sir Henry and Dr. Mortimer were in London to visit us before they left for a long voyage around the world to restore Sir Henry's fragile nerves. And so it was natural that we discussed their case.
"Stapleton was a very dangerous man,"
said Holmes.
"And it is fortunate that he met his destiny on the moor, the scene of his terrible crime. His use of the hound with all the local superstition was extremely clever. That family portrait we noticed, Watson, did not lie. He was the son of Roger Baskerville, the black sheep of the family. He married Beryl Garcia, a Costa Rican beauty in South America, and then returned to England. Then there was the tragic story of his school in York. After this, he changed his name to Stapleton and came to the South. Meanwhile, he discovered that he was a potential heir to the Baskerville estate, with only two people between himself and a fortune. He decided to risk everything, including his wife, to get the money. He became friends with Sir Charles and the neighbours and learnt the story of the family curse. He knew that old Baskerville was superstitious and had a weak heart. So he put his cruel plan into action. He found the hound he needed and waited for his opportunity. He used Laura Lyons to his advantage, especially with the letter that convinced Sir Charles to wait outside the fatal night that he saw the hound. He also used his wife to trap Sir Henry. But his jealousy almost betrayed him. She suspected he had a terrible plan, but she was in his power. She tried to warn Sir Henry with that anonymous letter when they came to London. Stapleton was the man we saw in the carriage that day, Watson, wearing his false beard. And she wanted to warn him again that last foggy night. We know the rest of the story from our own unforgettable experiences.
Holmes turned to me, smiling.
Now, my dear Watson, after weeks of hard work, I'd like an evening of relaxation. What about dinner and then the opera? The famous tenor, Mastino, is singing at Covent Garden.